Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Tickets for Tuesday, April 9th edition. We got a 10-game slate on tap, and my goodness, what a Monday we had. Everybody was green-screening it everywhere. It was absolutely beautiful. Great, great stuff there. We like to see that as a grind on baseball. There'll be a lot of down days, but it's all worth it when we can get it going there on a Monday. Again, 10-game slate on tap tonight. You've got some interesting weather to look at. Oakland-Baltimore blowing in from left field about 15 miles an hour. Washington-Philadelphia blowing out to right field about 11. Atlanta-Colorado out to right field at about 9 miles an hour. San Diego and the Giants blowing out to right field about 19 miles an hour, but remember, that's a little different in San Francisco, so buyer beware, don't read too much into that. And then Milwaukee and the Angels blowing across the field from left to right at about 18 miles an hour, which plays into the nice left-handed bats against the Dark Knight, Matt Harvey. So lots to like there. Let's get into your totals real quick. A's at the Orioles, another 9.5 as we will be blowing and going in that one yet again. Washington at Philadelphia, 7.5. Twins at the Mets, Jacob DeGrom taking them out at 6.5. The Doyers and the Cardinals at 8.5. Yankees, Astros at 8. Mariners, Royals, 9. Braves, Rockies, Coors, Special at 10.5. Rangers, D-backs, 8. Padres, Gigantes, 7.5. Brew Crew, Angels, 8.5. So there's a lot to like here. Only three totals of 9 or higher, but we have 5 of 8.5 or higher. So still a lot to attack and a lot of really, really good pitching to get at in this one. Before we get started, if you guys can go to iTunes, give a rating and review on the podcast, I'd really, really appreciate it. The more ratings and reviews, the higher it goes up the charts, the more people can see it, the more people can listen to it, and the bigger and better this thing gets. So I'd really, really appreciate it if you could go give a rating review. It just takes a couple seconds. Would mean a ton to me. And if you guys are winning with Quick Hits, tweet it out there. Spread the word. Let people know. Come on down. It's free. F-R-E-E. Free. All right, let's get into the pitching real quick. You got two guys over 10K. You got Jacob DeGrom at 11.6. You got Garrett Cole at 10.5. Both very, very much in play for you. You got Jacob DeGrom at home against the New York Mets. DeGrom, 34 points and 45 points at Washington, at Miami. Making his first home start this season. Facing the Twins team, it strikes out almost 21% of the time. DeGrom's amazing. Like, I really don't need to say a ton about how good he is. The Twins team total is 2.3. Lefty's 250, righty's 233. Yeah, there's some pop in that Twins lineup throughout the lineup, but DeGrom, 33% K rate, 45.5% ground ball rate, limits the hard contact to 28%. Lots to like there with Jacob DeGrom. So if you're paying all the way up, if you're playing cash, DeGrom is a phenomenal play at home against the Minnesota Twins. For 10-5, you get Garrett Cole. We saw what Verlander did against the Yankees. He was dealing, had a rocky inning, didn't get quite what you wanted. Still got like 14 DraftKings points because of the strikeout upside. And that's what Garrett Cole brings to the table as well. You know, he had 21 points against Texas, 28-5 versus Tampa Bay. So he's never had, like, when we played Verlander, Verlander's been getting the 30-point upsides. Cole has not got there yet this year. And he's got a tough Yankees matchup. So this is pretty much a GPP-only type deal. Again, the Yankees, a 21.5% K rate, but Cole brings that 35% strikeout rate like we talked about yesterday with Verlander. Kind of ups the ante there. Does give up a lot of fly balls, only a 36% ground ball rate. So keep that one in mind with the short porch and the Crawford boxes. And then, you know, you got guys like Aaron Judge going to Oppo Taco on lasers against Verlander yesterday. So stuff like that to think about. The Yankees team total is 3.4. Lefties 240, righties 302. So kind of a mini reverse splits there last year against Garrett Cole. He's a GPP play at 10-5. He's in play, but just buyer beware. So up top, it's pretty clear-cut for me. It's DeGrom 1. It's Cole 2. Cole is $1,100 cheaper. But those are the two guys I'd be looking at up top if you so choose to go there. We drop down in the 9K range. We've got Freddy Peralta against the Angels. You can go there if you like. Peralta's the boomer bust, as the great Nick Pollock at Pitcher List says. He's a cherry bomb. He's a lot of fun, but sometimes he's going to blow up. You know, his first start, he got you like 2 DraftKings points. His second start, he got you 40. That's the GPP upside Peralta brings to the table. If you choose to go there, knock yourself out. In a GPP, I'll go to a guy like Aaron Nola. The consistency we've seen there has been outstanding. He's a really, really good pitcher at home. He's even shown it this year. We saw it all last year, but his first start at home was against the Braves, 27.3 DraftKings points at Washington, minus 5.5. Well, he's at home against Washington now. He's going to come in extremely low owned, and you got a Washington team that's striking almost 30% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Nola, 27% K rate, 51% ground ball rate, low hard contact rate. A lot of things standing in the right direction there for Nola. The Nats have a 3.5 team total. Lefty's 268, righty's 267 versus Nola. It's a risky play because it's all the ball flies out of Citizens Bank Park. National lineup still is pretty darn good, but it's very, very tempting in a GPP to get Aaron Nola at $9,400 in a matchup with all that strikeout upside, all that strikeout equity. I like that quite a bit there at $9,400. Below him is a very popular play tonight, and I'm on board with it as well as Joey Lucchese at $9,200 at the Gigantes. He's faced him once this year, got 27 DraftKings points, faced the D-backs, got 24.3. The thing with Lucchese, if he's not dealing, it's sketchy because he's only gone 83 pitches and 87 pitches in his first two starts. He's gone 5-5 at a third inning, so he doesn't go deep into games. The strikeout upside, he's been just dealing it out there. He's been very, very efficient. We have to hope that keeps going this time around. It's a Giants team that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Lucchese, again, 27% K rate, 45% ground ball rate, and the Giants team total is 3.65. Lefties 250, righties 332 off Lucchese, and the Giants 267 wOBA, 101 ISO, which is really, really bad versus left-handed pitching, so keep that in mind. But Lucchese at 92 is an outstanding play. He's kind of the cash game play. If you don't go all the way up through the Grom, I got no problem starting with Lucchese there at 9,200. And last but not least, in this 8 and 9K range here, Zach Greinke at $8,900 at home against the Texas Rangers. We enjoyed a $7,800 Zach Greinke, $7,600 Zach Greinke last time around. Big fan there. Got 28 points against the Padres. He struggled against the Dodgers, a team that's owned him. He's making his first home start of the season against the Texas Rangers team that does have a good offense. They will not have the DH, which is something to keep in mind, but it is still a very, very good, potent offense, but they strike out over 29% of the time. So you're getting Greinke at $8,900 with tremendous strikeout upside. He's got a 24% K rate of his own. He's got a 45% ground ball rate. He does give up a lot of hard contact. 41% hard contact rate is less than ideal. But again, big-time strikeout upside. It allows you to give up a few runs, as we've seen last night and a lot of this season. Pitching doesn't seem to matter these days because everyone's getting... It's home run derby around baseball. Like, Trevor Cahill was the guy last night at 25 DraftKings points. Other than that, like, literally Verlander at 14 was probably top 3 or 4, maybe 2 even. It's ugly. It's really, really ugly. So you can get a guy like Greinke at $8,900, opens things up a ton. Big, big fan of that upside in that matchup. And you got a Texas team with a 3.7 team total just above the Giants. Lefty's 305, righty's 310 versus Greinke. So Greinke at $8,900, very, very much in play for me tonight. So in this 8 9K range, I got Lucchese 1, Greinke 2, and Nola 3, where I'll be starting things out there. When you drop down to the 7K range, it gets really goofy. It's only the two guys facing off in Kansas City, Marco Gonzalez, Jacob Junis. Both are interesting plays in the fact that I like both offenses, as both offenses are on fire. But you got a guy like Marco Gonzalez coming out an outstanding start against the Angels. He's been mediocre against Boston and Oakland, but he's still getting you at least 12 DraftKings points per start. And that gets me back to where I just talked about last night and other nights. Pitching has just been so bad. If he's got a good floor like that, you kind of want to gravitate to something like that. It's a Kansas City team that does not strike out a ton, less than 19% of the time. First left-handed pitching, Marco a 20% K rate, but a big ground ball rate and a 45% and a decent hard contact rate. Against a Kansas City team with a 4.5 team total. Lefty's 326, righty's 303. So mini reverse splits there. But Marco's an interesting play just for the floor he brings to the table. And then you got Jacob Junis. Mister, I give up a lot of home runs. We know this. It's happened. But he's also pitched twice this year at Detroit against the White Sox, 18.1, 18.6 points. He's got a 5 2/3 and 6 innings. He's getting 3 earned runs in both starts. Very consistent there. He's got 8 Ks in one and 6 Ks in another. So he's getting the strikeout equity for you. He's facing the Mariners with a ton of pop. They're leading all of baseball, 32 home runs this season. It's quite a feat they're putting together there. But they also strike out over 22% of the time versus righty. So Junis, like Marco, maybe more cash. Junis more GPP, but does have cash appeal just for how good he's been. Mariners team total is just below the Royals at 4.45. Lefty's 327, righty's 326. The Mariners offense is in fuego. I will be using Mariners bats as usual. But Jacob Junis can't be just completely ignored at 7,200 if you're looking to save some cash. I got Marco 1, Junis 2, because Marco just seems like a better floor. But both very interesting at 7K. You might skip them altogether. I'm just saying, if somehow you end up in that realm, that's where you're looking. Now, if you're dipping all the way down to the 6Ks, you got Derek Holland at 6,800 bucks. Still the CSW stuff that Alex Fast and Nick Pollock have been talking about. The swinging strike and called strike rate that they developed, this metric is outstanding. And you get Holland coming off a great start against the Dodgers. 5 innings, 2 earned, 7 Ks for 17.1 DraftKings points. Only 8.8 the prior start against the Godfathers, the Padres. But really good stuff back home here in San Francisco. Against the Padres team, it does strike out over 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Holland almost a 24% K rate, 40% ground ball rate. Lots of stuff to like there. And you got a Padres team with a 3.85 team total. Lefties 255, righties 332. They have a lot of righty thump in that lineup. So that's the scary part. There's no sugarcoating that one at all. But keep him in mind as a punt at 6,800 bucks. He definitely fits into that realm in a nice pitcher-friendly ballpark tonight. And lastly, at $6,300, Mike Minor at the Arizona Diamondbacks. He got shelled against the Cubs at home. But then at Houston at home, 7 shutout innings, 7 strikeouts for almost 30 DraftKings points. Minor has that upside every time out. It's not great, but he has that upside every time out. So at $6,300 at Arizona with the Humidor, the roof should be closed because the game time temp is supposed to be around 90. It's going to drop into the 80s as the game goes on. But they usually will close the roof for that. Greinke likes the roof closed. Pitchers like to help make that decision for them. It's an Arizona team that strikes out almost 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's got about a 21% K rate. Does give up a lot of fly balls, though. That's the bugaboo with Minor. But when he's on, he's actually pretty darn good. D-backs have a 4.3 team total. Lefties 298, righties 325 off of Minor. So at $6,300, Minor is in play. It's risky, as always, in the 6K range, but he's worth the look. I got Holland 1, Minor 2 down below. So recapping your pitching real quick, we got up top DeGrom and Cole. DeGrom, by clear, far and away, the best option on the slate. In the middle, the Lucchesi, Greinke, and Nola. Very interesting. Nola's a very nice GPP play. We get low-owned with good upside. If you somehow end up in the 7K range, you got Marco Gonzalez and Jake Junis. And then down below in the 6Ks, your punts, Holland and Minor would be where I'm looking at. And those ones, Minor might have more upside than Holland, but Holland, better situation, better ballpark. Both hit and miss type stuff. Just kind of pick your poison, see where your price point goes. It's going to be another one of those nights where pitching, there's going to be some good ones because you got DeGrom on the slate, but overall it's going to be another messy night, no doubt about it. Before we get into the bats, I want to talk to you about thequantedge.com. They're a co-sponsor of the podcast, and I'm writing over there multiple times a week doing the batter breakdown, giving you the best players to target at each position on your cash and GPP slates. It's kind of more in-depth look than the Quick Hits podcast, and there's other great writers over there. The content is very, very good, and the tools may be even better. They have a great lineup optimizer, injury tool, weather tool, umpire tool, batter versus pitch type tool. They have this awesome new Vegas tool that, as lines are changing, as totals are changing, team totals are changing, it's always changing. It's like a Christmas tree, just all the lights flickering on this thing. But it lets you kind of know where the movement's at to help you with your as you build later in the day. They have values. If you're playing FanDuel and DraftKings, you can compare prices and see who's valued at one site compared to another to kind of help you build your lineups differently to get the best boom for your buck. And there's more stuff coming down the pipe there. So if you'd like to join the MLB season package for $25 off, use promo code Bubba. It is popping off. Really good stuff there. If you just want to try out the Quant Edge, you have the NBA playoffs coming up and much, much more. For your first month, if you use promo code Bubba, you get it for $19.99. So I recommend it. Really good stuff there. The tools are what make the Quant Edge the site that I like to go to. Really, really good stuff there and helps out a ton. Great, great product. QuantEdge.com, promo code Bubba, $25 off your MLB season pass, or try all sports for the first month for $19.99. All right, let's go to the bats on this lovely 10-game slate. We got the catcher's position. You go down to like Yasmani Grandal, $4,200. The Milwaukee Brewers, you're going to sense a theme here. Left-handed bats versus Matt Harvey. Let's giggity, giggity, go. Great spot here. I already talked about the wind situation. They're kind of blowing from left to right, a little bit out to right field in the corner. You got the Milwaukee Brewers, who have a team total of 4.4, lefties 341, righties 317. versus Matt Harvey. Lefties is attack mode, and the Brew Crew a 328 wOBA and an outstanding 207 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Grandal, if you're paying up a catcher at 42, I like it quite a bit. But if you drop on down like a Josh Fegley versus Means of Baltimore, be careful with this play. We don't know how far John Means is going to go for Baltimore. He's been coming out of the bullpen like on opening day or one of the opening games against the Yankees. He came out of the pen for over three innings, threw 79 pitches, but since then he's been pitching like an inning at a time. So we're not sure exactly how stretched out he is. He might get like one trip through the rotation and then go to the bullpen. It is what it is. It is the Baltimore Orioles. But a guy like Tyler Fegley, or you know, Josh Fegley at 38 is very, very interesting. Austin Barnes has been on fire for the Doyers, going up with Dakota Hudson and that Cardinals bullpen. He got 15 more points in Colorado the other day. He's got seven or more in three straight games. He's $3,800 if he cracks the lineup. You can take a look at his direction. As you go farther down, though, like an Austin Hedges versus Derek Holland at 37 is a cheapie. We're going to get down to the, to my boy here. But you got Posey at 36. And then you get down to Omar Navarez, who just continues to be a cash game play. He had five more points last night. Like I'm telling you, when you're punting catcher, you'll take this. He's got five or more in three straight. He's got five or more in all but, in let's see, two, four, six. Five or more in six of the last seven games. He's $3,400. His price dropped even more. And he's going up against Jacob Junis. So that's where I'll be spending most of my money at catcher, is punting with Narvaez and going up. But if you want to get weird, you want to spend some cash, Yasmani Grandal is worth a look. And Nick Hundley, if Fegley is not catching, it's Hundley, he's in play as well. First base position, you got the Belly Bombs versus Hudson. He just continues to hit the baseball very, very hard. Freeman and Coors versus Marquez. I am very intrigued by the Braves ownership tonight. The team total is just above five. Lefties 310, righties 246 versus Marquez. Marquez has looked great the first two starts on the road. He comes back to Coors where he's pitched well there. But it'll be very interesting to see how that plays out. And Freeman at 51 could be a discount in that matchup. Atlanta will be the low on the side of that stack. And it could be very, very interesting to fade Herman Marquez. Paul Goldschmidt, $4,600. You know, he's having that up and down type season. Put up a six spot last night. But, you know, he had 16 points a few games back. He had that big triple dong game. He's had like three big games this year. Other than that, he's hitting .189. But still five homers, .942 OPS. There is a lot to like there with Paul Goldschmidt. He's facing Ross Stripling tonight at $4,600. And Stripling has shown some reverse splits in his career. Righties have hit him better than lefties. Last year was only .285 compared to .258, but they've hit him with a ton of power. I wrote about it for the Quant Edge for today's batter breakdown. I'll give you a little sneak peek there. But a heavy wOBA and a heavy hard contact rate versus right-handed batting compared to left-handed batting. So a guy like Paul Goldschmidt is kind of how I liked Edwin Encarnacion last night. I'm not saying he's going to double dong by any means, but he's a good GPP play. And the fact that you're going to see a righty-righty matchup, people fade it. Goldschmidt's been struggling. It could come into play. If you don't want to take the risk, I get it. There's other spots, but Goldie's very, very intriguing tonight. Mark Canha versus Means at 44 is in play for you. Max Muncy versus Dakota Hudson at 43, first base, third base eligible. My boy Trey Boo Boo, all he did was go deep the very first at bat. Three more hits last night, 28 more DraftKings points. He's hitting .385 with a .1252 OPS. He's crushing baseballs. He's $4,200, first base outfield eligible. Against Brett Anderson, we'll be going back to this Baltimore well, more owned than normal tonight, but a 4.14 total. Lefties 326, righties 331 versus Brett Anderson. Give me all the Trey Boo Boo yet again. After Mancini, who I think is a phenomenal play, as I already said, you got the likes of Edwin Encarnacion in a good spot again. Dan Vogelbach went deep again as well. He's in a great spot. So both those guys at $4,200. Really good looks there versus Jacob Junis. You know, I'm not saying he is going to double dong, but he's going to be the lower owned guy as Vogelbach's the favorite of the world right now. But lefties 327, righties 326 off Junis, 4.5 team total for the Mariners. So both very, very good looks in that matchup. Farther down you go, you got like Mark Reynolds and Coors versus the lefty Fried at 42 if you need to go there. Renato Nunez of the Orioles at 41. If he's hitting cleanup again, you can look that direction. Pete Alonso versus Kyle Gibson. Don't hate that at all. Alonso's just hitting everything right now. Very, very solid stuff. 4.2 team total for the Mets. Lefty's 335, righty's 303, so he's got the disadvantage in that part of the split. But still, lots of power there for Alonso at 41 in the GPP. I can understand that one. Then other than that, you go down like a Michael Franco in a GPP. I can see the upside. Same with Luke Voit. GPP only stuff because you're facing some tough pitchers there. But, you know, other than that, there's not a ton down here. Like Brandon Belt, lefty versus Lucchesi at 37. If you want to, Hunter Dozier at 3,600 versus Marco Gonzalez is intriguing. 5 points last night. 5-2 and 16 his last three. If you're looking to punt down there, you could go there. Justin Bohr went deep last night. He's 3,600 as a punt. So you got a couple punts you could look at there, but I'd like to stay a little higher if I could at the first base position. Second base, you got Ozzie Albies back in Coors at 47. Let the world down last night. That was a shocker, as hot as he's been this year. But you can go back to that well in Coors versus Marquez in a low-owned play. We'll go back to Johnny VR again as well, $4,600 against Brett Anderson. Switch hitting there. Johnny VR, 25 more points last night. He's double-digited in four straight games. In seven of his last eight, he has 10 or more DraftKings points. Jonathan VR is straight in fuego. He's $4,600, second base shortstop eligible. Go give him a look. Jose Altuve went to Ding Dong City last night. He's worth a look for Lois Siga. Then you got Whit Merrifield at 44. I like him quite a bit. Second base outfield eligible. 4.5 team totals for the Royals. Lefty's 326, righty's 303 versus Marco. So kind of a mini reverse split there. But Whit's not your average hitter, so I like that quite a bit at 4,400. Chad Pender, second base outfield at 4,200. I wish I knew Means was going longer, but at the same time, if they beat the crap out of him, he's not going to go long anyways. So we know how Pender can hit lefties. If you want to go GPP, you can go there. Or you go down to a guy like Mike Moustakas at $4,200 against Matt Harvey. Very, very much in play there. Second base, third base eligible. Ketel Marte, $4,200. Second base outfield eligible. Switch hitting versus Minor. So two good guys. Like most nights, like I said yesterday, you got a ton of guys in this like $3,800 to $4,200 range that you have to differentiate it from. And it makes me want to play more home run derby than worry about stacking. It really does, because there's a lot of guys here you can see hitting the long ball and making it work. And then if you play cash, there's a lot more safety nets. It's an interesting pricing scheme they've started out with so far. At 4K, you got Kike Hernandez, 7 points last night. He hits righties just fine now, so don't completely run away from that if you need some value. But a guy like D. Gordon batting ninth, if you're doing a wraparound stack with Seattle, like Gordon, Malik, Haniger, Domingo, stuff like that, he's $3,900. Robbie Cano against Kyle Gibson at 39 is a nice value play here. Very rocky up and down start to the season. Only hitting 205. Went deep a couple games ago. Maybe that's a sign to get him going. Against Kyle Gibson at 39. Does open things up a little bit. You got Colton Wong at 3,800 versus Ross Stripling. He could be in play for you. Stripling is a little better versus lefties than righties. But you give him a look. And then if Ian Kinsler's hitting towards the top of that Padres order, he's 3,700 versus Derek Holland. That could be an intriguing play for you as well. And then I don't know if he's down. Oh, Luis Urias of the San Diego Padres. We have a punt tonight, boys and girls. He's a right-handed bat. He went 0 for 5 last night against Mad Bum, but he led off. He's $3,200. If he's playing again, especially leading off, and you want to punt a position, we haven't been able to do that too often this year. Luis Urias is $3,200. He could be some salary relief for you. Third base position, you got Arenado and Coors versus lefty Freed. Definitely get behind that one. You got Bregman, Matty Chapman versus Means at 46. Like that one quite a bit. I love me some Manny Machado versus Derek Holland at 44. We talked about, righties versus Holland can be something to target. Machado with an 0 for last night, but prior to that, swinging a good stick, 5, 26, 11, 22. Really getting it going after kind of a slow start with San Diego. Derek Holland, $4,400. You can definitely look at that. You got Max Muncy at 43. Got Rendon at 42, who let us down yesterday, but he was due for one after as hot as he's been. That's baseball. They're going to have down days, but intriguing play. I do respect Nola. But GPP-wise, Rendon could be worth a look in that matchup. Matty Carpenter at 42 versus Stripling as well. Yeah, Yoan Camargo in Coors. The Braves are getting a discount facing Germán Marquez, folks. It's I get it. Germán Marquez is very good. If he shut them down, I wouldn't be shocked. But this is Coors Field, everybody. Let's not sleep on that. And the wind's blowing out to right field at 9 miles an hour. So Yoan Camargo, third base outfield eligible at 42. Not bad. Moustakas and Shaw for Milwaukee against Matt Harvey, both at $4,200. I like that a lot. Play one at first, one at second, one at third. You pick your poison where you want to play two out of the three positions. Jeff McNeil, if he's hitting in a good spot in that Mets lineup, third base outfield eligible at 4K. I like that quite a bit. Dropping below the 4K mark here at third base, though. You got guys like Yuri Gurriel at 3,900 if you so choose. And then Dylan Moore, Seattle. He's second base, third base. Got to start yesterday. He's $3,700 with Ding Dong City. He's a good prospect, a little bit of pedigree there, so keep an eye on him if you need to punt, or like a Hunter Dozier at 3,600. Talked about him at the first base position as well. Heading over to shortstop, Trevor Story. Let me tell you a story. Actually, I'll make it simple. Go to my Twitter, @BDIntric. I posted it last night. Trevor's story, it's a thing, folks. We talked about it all the time on Quickets in recent years. Trevor's story, at home, versus a lefty. If you do it every time, you'll be plus EV on the year. There'll be the down games where you go, what the hell just happened? But overall, he destroys them. I tweeted out his overall power numbers from last season, which were off the charts ridiculous versus left-handed pitching. And he had some better numbers, not overall. I think last year was probably his overall best season, but he's had some better like hard hit rates and stuff versus lefties previous seasons. He mashes in his career at home versus left-handed pitching. He's $5,100. He's a very good play. You got Bregman. You got VR at 46. I like quite a bit. Marcus Semien's intriguing at 44. You got Carlos Correa, who continues to hit the ball very, very well at $4,300. I like that VR play a lot, but there are some plays down here with Semien, Correa. Corey Seager, he's hitting it really well. He's $4,100 versus Dakota Hudson. The Dodgers are in play again tonight. Seager, 8 points last night. Decent little cash game play at $4,100. As you go down farther, like Dansby Swanson, though, and Coors at 41. Nick Ahmed at 4K versus Mike Minor. Very, very interesting. We know how righties can get the Minor. Ahmed over the weekend in Boston, a 12-pointer and a 19-pointer, kind of woke up a little bit. But then even prior to that, he had 3 and then a 10, 11, a 14, a 2, a 14. He's having a really quiet, good season. No power, but he's getting on base, multi-hit games, scoring runs, cash game-wise. Could be an interesting relief, salary relief of 4K with Nick Ahmed. You got Fernando Tatis Jr. He went deep last night off a mad bum. He's 4K versus Derek Holland. I think that's a very solid play as well. Then my boy Paul DeJong, we know he hits righties better than lefties. He's $3,900 against Ross Stripling. Definitely in play. Had 8 more points last night. He's 8, 9, 3, 16, 14, 9, 16. This guy is just a hitting machine in the middle of that order at $3,900. Like that quite a bit. Let's go to the outfield and wrap her up. You got Trout against Peralta. Very, very intriguing play there. Trout walked twice last night. Didn't do too much, so he's probably due for a big game tonight because that's just Mike Trout, the best player of all time. You got Crush Davis in Baltimore at 54. I like that quite a bit. Probably my favorite outfield play, especially if you're not looking at Coors. Christian Yelich at $5,300 versus Matt Harvey. This is just outstanding. Another double-digit game last night. He's got 7 or 8 double-digit games on the season. He's just locked down great. He's $5,300 in a great matchup versus Matt Harvey. I love Christian Yelich tonight. Big, big fan of the Yelich man. As you go down, you like Acuna is not bad in Coors. You got Blackman versus Freed, lefty-lefty there. But like Juan Soto in a GPP at 47 versus Nola, I dig it. Joey Gallo versus Greinke, who we know can give up a lot of hard contact and a lot of fly balls at $4,700 in a GPP, I dig it. I like that kind of GPP stuff if you know the risk rewards involved. Steven Piscotty at 46 versus a lefty. Mark Conn at 44. You got Whit Merrifield at 44. All good plays there. But then a guy that'll probably get slept on, he's $4,300 versus Kyle Gibson, coming off a big game on Sunday against the Nats. Back-to-back home days with home runs on Saturday and Sunday, getting off the schneid, 27 and 21 DraftKings points. He's been putting up double digits left and right. He's $4,300 versus Kyle Gibson. That is one Michael Conforto. So go give him a look in that matchup. The farther down you look, though, like a Georgie Springer versus Lasagna, Johnny Lasagna. Indrin Ciarte, $4,300 leading off versus Marquez, very intriguing. You got the Braun Thames combo there for the Brew Crew. But Trey Mancini, again, at $4,200, like him quite a bit. You got Mitch Haniger when you're stacking the Seattle Mariners, just a cash game play at 42. Mentioned Ketel Marte already. Jock Jams leading off at $4,200 versus Dakota Hudson. Very, very intriguing. Mentioned Camargo already. You got like Malik Smith, Domingo Santana for the Mariners at $4,100. They're in play for you. Lorenzo Cain's only $4,100 versus Harvey. If you're stacking, he's a nice way to be a little different because everyone's going to go to the lefties, and rightfully so. Lorenzo Cain leading off and being a beast at 41 is worth a look. Hunter Renfroe versus Derek Holland at 41 has my attention as well, hitting in the middle of that Padres order. You got Jay Bruce, Jeff McNeil, both nice salary savers at 4K. Adam Jones from the right side of the plate at 4K versus Mike Miners is a very nice low-owned play. If you're not using Mike Miners, Adam Jones is off to a very, very hot start to the season. When you get to the bottom of the 4Ks, and you got Michael Brantley against Lasagna. But Nick Markakis and Coors versus Marquez at 4K is so, so nice. I can't get over how cheap Atlanta is. I usually try not to give you guys all the Coors plays, but when they're this cheap, it's just stupid. You got Jorge Soler versus Marco Gonzalez at 39. Nice salary relief on that one. Brandon Nimmo versus Gibson at 39. Nimmo's off to a very, very bad start to the season. Hopefully gets off the schneid with the 1-for-3 double RBI day on Sunday. Get that bat going because he's hitting a buck 03 and he's striking out all over the place. But GPP, $3,900. Don't hate it at all. Shinsu Chu at 39 versus Greinke. If you want to be different, he's got good success versus Greinke. So someone to take a look at there. I'm not going to say it in that one. But Alex Verdugo, if he's hitting enough, like the 5 or 6 spot for the Dodgers at 38, you could go that direction. GPP with Clint Frazier at 38. He hit the ball really well for Verlander yesterday. He had some really good at-bats. It was pretty impressive to watch, actually. So you can go that direction. And then other than that, you could check lineups. You're going to have a lot of the Twins and stuff down here pretty, pretty cheap. All right, we'll recap your pitching real quick. You got DeGrom up top by himself, and then Garrett Cole in the middle. You got Lucchesi 1, Greinke 2, Nola 3. In the 7K range, you got Marco Gonzalez and Jacob Junis. And then down below is your punts. You got Derek Holland and Mike Minor. When you're looking to stack, you obviously have Coors. You got Colorado versus Fried. But the Braves versus Marquez is kind of an interesting GPP angle on that one. The A's versus Means is really, really good. It's just a matter of how long Means goes. And you got bullpen, so makes that one kind of interesting, to say the least. The Astros versus Johnny Lasagna, 4.6 team total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefties, 299, but righties, 355 versus Lasagna. So keep that in mind. The Royals and the Mariners are both back in play. Junis, more of a home run guy. Marco can give it up, but that's an interesting one. I love the Orioles versus Brett Anderson. Lefties, 326. Righties, 331. The Dodgers versus Dakota Hudson can be quiet. But the Brew Crew, I like the fact how they're like the seventh total down the board. Against Matt Harvey, lefties, 341. Righties, 317. Like Moose, Shaw, Yelich, those three lefties are outstanding. If you want to go even crazier, you throw in some Kane or some Braun or some Eric Thames. Or if he has one off with Yelich, I think Yelich is an outstanding play tonight. He's one of my favorite plays on this slate. And other than that, there'll be mix and match spots. You know, the Mets are in play a little bit. The Angels versus Freddie Peralta could be a GPP relevant play. The Cardinals could be sneaky good. You know, you got the Giants versus Holland and all that kind of stuff. But those top ones are where I'm planting my flag, and I talk much more about them at the Batter Breakdown at the Quant Edge promo code Bubba. Let's talk about your BVP, and we'll get you out of here. There's not too much to talk about, but JT Realmuto, 9 for 26, 2 doubles, 2 triples off of Strasburg. Franco's taken Strasburg deep twice. Juan Soto, 2 doubles and a homer. Ryan Zimmerman, 8 for 26, 3 doubles and 2 homers off Aaron Nola. Anthony Rendon, 11 for 33 with a double and 2 homers. So a little bit of success there for the Nats against Aaron Nola. Goldschmidt, 6 for 15, 2 doubles and a home run off Ross Stripling. I already talked about him in the reverse splits with Stripling. That could be an interesting play. It'd be nice to see Goldie get off the Schneid. Whit Merrifield, 5 for 9 with a home run off Marco Gonzalez. Not too much else here. Oh, the Rangers do have good success versus Greinke. As Drew Cabrera, 16 for 37, 3 doubles and a triple. That's a 432 average. Shinsu Chu, 13 for 48, 4 doubles, a triple, and a homer. Those two guys hit him pretty well. Other than that, Christian Yelich. Didn't even see this one earlier. 10 for 27. It's a 370 clip. Double and a homer off of Harvey. Travis Shaw's hitting 429, 6 for 14, 2 doubles. Pena, Perez, Arcia, Aguilar have all taken Harvey deep. And 106 at-bats. They're hitting 317 with a 368 wOBA and a 178 ISO off of Matt Harvey. So pretty good stuff there. But that'll wrap us up on your Tuesday Quick Hits edition. Again, go to thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba for $25 off the season pass for MLB. Or if you want to try your first month for all sports, $19.99. Go give a rating review on iTunes. I'd much, much appreciate it. Go a long, long ways. But check us out over at Fantasy Degens on Twitter, fantasysportsdegens.com. Lots of great stuff going over there. Francesco's got your UEFA coverage for this round of action. The quarterfinals, I believe, or semifinals. I have to double-check that. So he's got that taken care of for you. We got tons of baseball coverage. We got NASCAR on the weekends with Mike Tuck. We got tons of golf coverage. It is the Masters this week. Kevin Reardon joined myself and Jesse on the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. We got our OAD picks out there, so great stuff there. So come check it all out. We'd love to have you over at Fantasy DJs. They have a free Slack chat as well if you want in there. Just ask. If not, check us out at the Quant Edge. Lots of great stuff. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 9th edition. I'm out.
Love. Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.